Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says these guys are idiots by Dan Issel.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I want to spoon.
And James Strebel.
No back hose, no front hose, no side hose, nothing.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is Rob Doster in the bedroom, John Calipari, watching film or not watching film? That's
I cannot,
the question.
How do you know if he's staying up or not? I don't know.
He doesn't know. He's on there just blowing smoke.
All right, so let's go. Bozich is going to join us here in a few minutes. What didn't this White Sox win the AL? What Central?
Yeah, they just clinched the AL Central like an hour ago.
Great, Bozich.
Congrats.
Congrats.
To Rick Bozich.
I'm glad everything is going fine in your life, Bozich. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Go to Cox'sLouisville.com. They're now delivering, and they have all the premium cigars, beer, wine, spirits to get you into the weekend. What kind of a weekend is it going to be for Strebel?
Well, it's going to be
a beer weekend, bourbon weekend.
It's going to be beer tomorrow because I'm going to go see Metallica at Louder Than Life. Probably beer on Saturday because I got to do the post-game show, so I can't get too liquored up. I'll save the bourbon for after the post-game show.
Okay.
If they win, I'll break open the bourbon. How about that?
How about that?
I have a couple lights during the show and then get home and party hardy.
Whatever happens, happens.
Damn right.
What I like. So they got you covered this weekend. The three locations of Evergreen Liquors, that great, great craft beer selection, and then those Cox's Spirit Shops all over the city of Louisville. Again, Cox'sLouisville.com. They are your one-stop shop for anything you may need this weekend. Strebel mentioned his weekend. He'll be on the UK post-game show presented by the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, the fine people over there. And so that's going to be popping off about 10 o'clock or so on Saturday night. Well, let's talk about Louisville. Let's talk some Kentucky and I guess White Sox and anything in between with Rick Bozich of WDRB. I'm looking at Jack Grossman. If he told you he was happy for you, Rick, that your team won their division, he was lying. He's not happy for you. He's mad you have good young talent on the cheap and he's got nobody. So he's not. But anyway, congratulations and good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. I was just giving him grief. He never texted me on Saturday up in Bloomington. I was going to go look him up, but you know he had bigger fish to fry, so I got stiffed.
Yeah, I mean this guy. He woke up at 4:30 in the morning. He drove up to Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
He sat in a lawn chair, whatever he did for 3-4 hours. He went into the game predictably, watched his IU football lose. It's what they've always been doing, and then he went out to the bars. So there you go. I mean, you weren't going to really join him anyway, Rick. Let's be honest. I mean, come on.
I might have stopped on the way. Home.
All right.
They're pretty quick.
Yeah, you and everybody else. You and everybody
exactly
else
right.
When you knew what was eventually going to happen. Well, I guess let's set it up with this, with Rick Bozich of WDRB. I am a firm believer. Florida State is just in bad shape. They don't like the coach, and they stink, and they're just not very good. But we still know that Louisville won because of a miracle play. So I want to get your thoughts, obviously, on that, and that Kentucky needs to go on the road, rebound from the ugly performance against Chattanooga, and go beat a team in South Carolina that, especially offensively, they're just better than. So I'm expecting both teams to go on the road and win this weekend. I guess, just to begin, Rick, what do you think of that?
I agree. They're both road favorites. Louisville by only 2, I think Kentucky by 5. But, yeah, it's set up perfectly for both of them. As you mentioned, with FSU, they've gotten worse week by week. Their best game was the first game against Notre Dame, and then it's embarrassing to be in position to lose to Jacksonville State, much less actually do it. And last week, they just got punked by Wake Forest. And if you're getting beat up on the line of scrimmage by Wake Forest, you're not that good. Wake Forest isn't getting studs in there to play on their offensive and defensive line. So, great opportunity for Louisville because, as you mentioned, Florida State is very unhappy with the coach, very unhappy with the season. I can't imagine. That's the kind of team where if you can get them down early, you could see Florida State go right into quit mode because their season at that point is pretty much over. I mean, if they lose this game, their season's over. So I think it's incumbent for Louisville to go in there and get off to a good start. And I think you could see Florida State pack it in.
Well, let's go back to Friday. Rick, what did you think of that? It is so rare that one play can change the fortunes. It's how I opened on Monday. What could have been? We would be looking at, Norvell and Satterfield, super hot seats in the ACC. Norvell, of course, on much a national level that's being talked about because of Deion Sanders and, other nonsense. But you would be looking at desperate coaches, and you would be looking at Satterfield changing his game plan, especially on second down, and everything, and still losing, and Malik being so good, Rick, and still losing, and throwing the interception at the end that could have led to the UCF win. None of that happened. A miraculous play from a backup freshman, and so I don't know if Louisville is better. I don't know if it was small sample size, one game, lucky play at the end. Maybe we should not expect them going to Florida State and to win as bad as FSU is. But, man, just go back. You've been covering sports a long time in this area. One play changed the fortune of what we've been all talking about.
You're right, because if Louisville would have lost, we'd be talking about, well, is Satterfield really going to get it going here, and one of the fans going to really pick up the grumbling, and all the different warning signs we would have seen from a 1-2 start with the only win being against Eastern. But I guess it's a sign of, over the larger sample size, that the turnovers and things tend to even out over a while. And a year ago, Louisville wouldn't have gotten that turnover. They would have Central Florida would have kept the ball and kicked the winning field goal, and Louisville loses. But this year it evened out. The ball flew the right direction. And give the kid credit. He made a really, really good run back. I mean, that was not like, 15 yards and wide open field ahead of him. That was half the length of the field, and there were some guys over there that could get in his way. So very, very poised return by the kid who, just gets on the field for a few snaps and then wins the game.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's a crazy atmosphere when that happened. You think Louisville's going to win then on Saturday? Yes.
Yeah, I do. They've played better the last couple of weeks. They played better the second half against Ole Miss, and just Florida State is just a disaster. I mean, they really are. And when they're not only like a small picture disaster, when you look at over the last 4 or 5 years, there's a reason they're a disaster, because Jimbo was bailing on him the last season he was there, and then Taggart's only there 2 years. And with National Signing Day being moved from February to December, for new coaches, the first recruiting class that they bring in is, subpar, because they don't have any chance to get their own guys. So I think their talent level is down. There's just a negativity around that program that I'm not sure that – I don't see anything from Florida State to say, they're going to band together, and this is the game they're going to fight their way back. I think Louisville's in a great position to go in there and win.
You surprised? Mike Norvell was a hot commodity, right?
Yeah,
an offensive mind.
Really,
and when the Willie Taggart was well thought of. I mean, both of those hires, I have thought that, maybe they weren't slam dunk home runs, whatever analogy you want to use, but, or cliche, I should say, but I didn't think they would be. It's not that they've just been mediocre, 6-6, and that's not our standard at Florida State. They've been bust, and there's just been no patience at all as well.
I am surprised, because Norvell was one of the flavors of the year that year when he was at Memphis and did really well, and Taggart had success at Stanford, right? And he had a decent pedigree, and I don't know. I don't understand why Florida State isn't better than they are. Taggart actually was Oregon, right?
Taggart was at Oregon.
Stanford for Harbaugh, but then he was the head coach at Oregon. It doesn't make any sense to me why Florida State really can't get rolling. They, They're in a great recruiting area. They're in a league. They should be able to, you know, be at worst the second best team. And they used to be the best team ahead of Clemson, but that hadn't been that way for close to a decade. And I've seen a few people write, you know, I'm not sure which one it was. It might have been Stuart Mandel saying that I know the emotion is to fire Norvell, but that's the worst thing they can do because it can just really accelerate
I saw this.
You accelerate the turnover, and it's like you're never going to get out. You're never going to get any positive momentum. But I don't know. Norvell hurt himself in the very beginning, didn't he? Alienate some of the players last year.
Well, it was. It was in the midst of the protests and Black Lives Matter, and he did something, if I'm not mistaken, that's like, oh yeah, we met with the team or we communicated, and there were a bunch of players saying that's not what happened. I haven't talked to the coach, and so like that's the thing. If they don't like the coach, I mean, we have seen what that looks like here. There's losing, and then there's dysfunction that you cannot escape from, and at that point, you do have to consider making a move. That's different than just, you know, losing the game to Jacksonville State because your secondary falls asleep.
You're right. Yeah, because it creates sort of a poison in the environment that's hard to flush out of the system and kind of grows. And, you know, once a team loses, and this would be embarrassing. I think they're already 0-3 for the first time since 76. If they go 0-4, it's the first time since 74. I mean, there's other programs that are a few notches below that have had 0-4s in their past, and you know, they're more likely to shrug it off, but this is embarrassing for them. I mean, they did not go 0-4 since 1974. You know, Bobby Bowden just passed away this year. There's got to be a lot of fans there who are thinking, are we ever going to be any good again? I mean, what the heck's going on here? And they're a basketball school now. Leonard Hamilton doesn't have
No, I mean, no, you're right.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB, WDRB.com. Let's go back and then go forward. Kentucky was bad on Saturday. They were fortunate they were playing in FCS school. I mean, Liam Cohen came out after the game and was pretty – I mean, he fell on the sword, Rick. I mean, he's pretty –
blunt
with it all. That he had a bad game plan, and they thought they were just going to be able to throw, trying to save Chris Rodriguez. And there's, I don't know, I want to buy into Kentucky, but I'm not buying into Kentucky. With saying that, I still think they covered the number against South Carolina, but that was troublesome how bad they were against Chattanooga, in my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't see it because I was in Bloomington, but Pat 40 and I were sitting next to each other following it on the computer and kind of stunned by the way it was unfolding. I'm not as alarmed by it, I guess, as some people might be, because I believe in the human nature aspect of it. They had every reason to think they were going to win the game. They had just beaten Missouri. They're going to play South Carolina. And my suspicion is they really didn't take it very seriously, as much as coaches and players say that they do, and one game at a time and all that stuff. It'd be hard to get yourself that excited to play that team, and they still won the game. It's a big deal this week. In a few weeks, it'll be a little bit less of a big deal, and by the end of the year, it's still a W. So they got what they needed to get, and you know, as long as they beat South Carolina, it's not an issue.
What parts of Kentucky do you like, and what parts do you not like right now, where they are as a team? I'll give you mine. I'm surprised they don't have a better running back, behind
a tandem
Chris Rodriguez to spell him. And defensively, defensively right now, it's okay. It's not something where Mark Stoops can rely on that defense like he has been other years, like he could the 10-win year with Josh Allen and company. I don't think it's nitpicking. They turn the ball over. They don't create turnovers. That's three games. It's something they need to change. They need to start that on Saturday night. But they are 3-0. Old Kentucky loses maybe a game or two here to Missouri in Chattanooga, and Will Levis did make some good throws. Obviously some bad throws as well. So there's good, there's bad. Where's Rick Bozich on Kentucky big picture?
I'm surprised. Aren't they last in the country, like tied with two teams for turnover margin?
Yes.
So they're at the bottom.
That is alarming. But the game I actually saw him in person was the game when Rodriguez ran for 206, 207 yards, whatever it was. So I didn't think the running game was as much of an issue, but what you say in terms of not having a backup, And Smoke is, I guess, just been okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, I am surprised they don't have another guy who can give them a little bit more of a blow. My concerns are more on defense, secondary and defensive line. Defensive line putting more pressure on the opposing quarterback and the secondary in the game against Missouri at times looks soft. So South Carolina is bringing in a new quarterback this week, right? So this
Luke Doty, yeah.
Doty's back, whoever that guy is. Yeah, he's back, though.
He's back, Rick.
I don't know. He's no Steven Garcia or whoever else they've had. When was the last time they had a good quarterback? Was it Steven Garcia?
Connor Shaw.
Oh, yeah, Connor Shaw. He wasn't bad, though. He's pretty good.
I was just trying to think of South Carolina quarterback.
Connor Shaw and Marcus Lattimore were together, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
Marcus
you go.
Lattimore was a stud until he blew out his knee.
Yep, he was.
He blew out his knee like four times. Didn't he blow out his knee like two or three times in college?
I think it was once in the NFL, but the one in college was really bad.
It was really bad.
Tennessee and Knoxville.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a beast before that.
Oh, he was
so
good.
Yeah.
Jack, are you happy for Rick Bozich right now, given that you're a Cubs fan and you have nothing that they have? Are you happy at all for him?
I'm not one of the Cubs fans that like hates the White Sox or anything. Like, right. I reserve that for like the Cardinals and the Reds.
Right.
So, yes, I'm happy. I'm happy for the Bozich's, and I have a few friends
that are
White
Sox. Well,
there
you go. All right. There you go.
Yeah,
he's happy for the Bozich's. The entire family. There you go. How about that?
That's good.
What a September surprise for Rick Bozich.
September surprise.
It is.
Kumbaya, baby.
Yeah, there we go.
Kumbaya.
Who is not kumbaya right now, Rick? I want to stay with football, but at some point, my guy right now, James Strebel, is obsessed with John Shire.
I am, Rick.
Rick, he's mad. Because John Shire is picking up all these recruits and the national media is bending the knee to John Shire.
They're just saying he's great. He hasn't coached a game yet, Rick. And they're just like, oh, Duke basketball is not going to take any steps back. They have no idea. They have no idea how good Duke – I mean, he's getting players. I mean, Andy's right about that. But they're just like, it's just going to be business as usual with Duke. I'm trying to fight that battle, Rick, where I'm like, no. You got to see the guy actually coach basketball before you can just bend the knee and anoint him the next Coach K. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right.
Thank you, Rick.
I mean, I'm blown away by the guys they're getting. I mean, I'm surprised that
he's still got the Coach K aura around him. That's what it is.
It's because he's a beast.
Coach K's giving him the little goodbye kisses.
He's a beast.
He's helping him out on the recruiting trail. That's what's going on. Rick, I saw the picture where they're fist bumping. I know what's going on, Rick.
Let me ask you something. I don't know if you have an old computer or an iPad or a phone, and it's good. It's worked for a long time, but then it starts to slow down a little bit, and then you get the new iPhone 17, or you get the new iPad, and everything's moving with much more fluidity, right? It's upgraded. That's a little bit of what's happened here.
Oh,
right?
Duke's upgrade from K.
He's just been upgraded.
Oh,
that's
boy.
It. The Shire guy. Yeah, He's getting it done.
I can't remember. The only one I can remember was Matt Painter taking over from KD, where he had the year when he was on the bench with him, and then he took over. Has that ever happened? Have we ever seen this before, where the coach in waiting is there for the whole year in charge of the recruiting, which I guess Kay's not involved with recruiting this year.
Allegedly.
And he'll stay second chair on the bench and kind of help coach the team. But, I mean, Coach K's doing him a favor by hanging around for a year. And he's putting all – when I see that hashtag the brotherhood, that's what I want to throw up.
Oh, wow,
yes.
Rick.
Yes,
there
Rick.
We
yes.
go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Rick.
Holy cow, I did not expect this. You
yes.
and Strebel agree then. Well,
Rick's
maybe you guys go vomit together, the brotherhood. I don't know what to tell you.
We'll vomit behind Kilroy's.
It's been done before, I'm sure.
They didn't even make the tournament last year. So, I mean, let's keep it in some perspective, right? I mean, Duke was – they've been good. They had Zion and Reddish and Barrett and didn't get to the Final Four. So it's,
yeah.
there's some flaws there.
There we go.
I want to see what – I want to see what he does.
Yeah.
I'm just as mystified that Penny Hardaway has gotten some of the guys that he's gotten. I mean, he hasn't proven anything as a coach, and he's been there 3 years and just gone to the NIT, and he's getting – well, you got Bates and Duren. It's like if you're a player, is that really what you want to put the track you want to put yourself on? I don't know.
Swag. It's money and swag, Rick.
Yeah, it is.
It's swag. That's what it is.
Duke will retain much of its aura, but he's going to have to Shire's going to have to prove that, you know, he can get to Final Fours and win championships.
And coach basketball. Isn't that what it's about? Coaching and winning?
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. This has been all – it's been all week, Rick.
It's not like when you – I mean, I've been around him and heard some of his interviews. He's nice and everything, but it's not like he's a super charismatic dude like Bruce Pearl or, you know, Cal can be or some of these other coaches. I don't really understand everything here, but
he's vanilla wafer.
National media, for a long time, he's obviously returned phone calls and shared information with a bunch of these guys that are national college basketball writers, and so they're going to, you know, salute him right now as he's getting started because it's payback time. That's my sense.
Strebel's fist pumping like Tiger Woods on 18 right now because I'm backing Shire because BBN is so butthurt over John Shire giving work right now. What's he ever done? Well, I don't know. Cal stuck in 2010 playing two bigs when everyone's playing four guards. You tell me.
Hey,
how about that?
Look, at least he's got that ring. Shire get that ring.
Yeah, he does.
We don't know what Shire's going to play, though. What's he going to – what system is he going to play?
Well, yeah. I don't know. What's he going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. You guys are asking me. I don't know.
Somebody
did
my quarter. I'll take Rick Bozich from WDRB.com.
You have Strebel and Bozich agreeing, and Jack has blessed the Bozich family.
He has.
What a Thursday.
Rick's got to be on cloud nine.
What a Thursday from Rick Bozich. Well, Rick, what you got this weekend? You going to any of these games, or what do you have your eye on, I guess, that we need to look out for?
I'll be watching the Louisville game and writing it from here.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Indiana last weekend. I don't need to see them play Western Kentucky. And I'll be doing the Louisville game from here. I've got a grandson's birthday tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh. Wife's birthday on Sunday.
There you go. It's a birthday weekend. I guess I'll say, you know, Jack, you went, so I don't know if you have anything. Indiana was just – it was just sad on Saturday. Is that the best way to explain it? It was a big game, save your season, and it was just sadness? Is that the best way to say it?
You know, what's concerning about Indiana is they beat themselves in that game and didn't play. And they were in a position to win the game pretty easily, but they made – mistakes in every way you can make them. A, didn't take the field goal early in the game when they could have gone up 10-0.
Yep.
B, get the best defensive player thrown out for targeting. C, don't protect the ball at the end of the first half and throw a pick that leads to a field goal.
That was terrible. That pick that led to points. That was terrible. That's as bad as football as you can get.
Fumble at the goal line. Go back ahead. Give up a touchdown on a kickoff return. I mean, it's like, that's a lot of stuff that went bad. I mean, it really was. And they're no cinch to beat Western Kentucky. And then the next three teams they play are all ranked in the top 20.
Oh, Jack.
And this could go.
Oh, yeah, they got to win. They got to win today. Not today, Saturday.
They're staring, what, 1-6?
Well, no, one and five? I think they won Saturday.
So two, but they're staring, what, 2-5?
Yeah.
As Bobby V would say, they're staring 2-5 right in the puss.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Well, there we go.
Yeah, because next week, it's at Penn State, and they're really good. And, you know, they're probably sick of hearing about Michael Penix.
Oh.
And then they got Michigan State at home. Oh. Michigan State just went down and punked Miami.
They're good.
One of the best running backs in the country. And then they got Ohio State, who they've not beaten since, you know, 1912 or whatever year it was.
1988.
Yeah.
Been a little while.
Man.
Sounds like what Kentucky's got coming up.
About Indiana. The biggest mistake they've made is the schedule. It's a terrible schedule. You can't – when you're Indiana, you have to do what Kansas State used to do.
What Kentucky does.
You have to schedule 3 non-conference wins, period.
Yep. What Kentucky does.
Until you get your program established as a program that's going to win 8 or 9 games, you have to schedule 3 non-conference wins. For them to play Cincinnati at home, and I know that Cincinnati wasn't Cincinnati when they scheduled the game, but that was ridiculous. And then to play Western in Bowling Green is ridiculous. So it's on them. They made a dumb schedule, and they're paying the price for it.
Well, Rick, congratulations on your White Sox. We will talk we'll talk next week and enjoy the games, and we'll be following there at WDRB. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Look at you guys are just both fist pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
for different reasons.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Mine a much sadder reason, but whereas I agree with everything that's gone wrong with them in that game in the season.
Indiana's going to end up with like 3 wins, dude. It's going to be great.
This is
we'll have to get Mitch on the air,
we got to
get Mitch on the air. Yep. You got to take that.
You got to take that word, Jack.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to bend the knee.
You think Mitch actually wants to come on the air, though?
I don't know if he's not allowed.
He's got no compete clause.
I don't know what his issue is.
I've given him that opportunity.
I have no idea.
And crickets.
Really?
Crickets?
Yeah. That surprises me.
I texted him as I was being the living crap out of Indiana. Do you want to come on the post game show and rip me? Well, no response.
I texted him.
And then I asked him, "Do you want to come on? You know, the show?"
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Oh, okay. There we
I
go. Saying,
I yeah. love Jack goes on Instagram. He goes to the Greer podcast first.
Yes, he does.
And on getting Mitch on the air, he goes to the IU post game show first.
That was the first chance.
You opened the door for him for the first opportunity.
Yeah, Mitch is going to do good radio crushing you. Let's go to the biggest audience, the IU post game show. I'm kidding, Jack. It's funny. Oh, goodness. He's sad.
He's sad about Indiana football. Yeah. I picked him to win, what, 8 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a disaster. Well, yeah. Absolute disaster.
And that's it. I don't know. I've had that take before that I wish Indiana scheduled more like Kentucky, and people make fun of me for it, but like, when you're playing the schedule Indiana plays every year,
yeah. But the other side, the big bad schedule. Oh yeah, the Cincinnati, big bad in Western Kentucky. Yeah, I mean, that's the other side.
Well, I mean, Cincinnati's a top 10 team right now. The Western Kentucky, like, whatever. Yeah, no, I'm fine with Western Kentucky. It's Cincinnati.
Texas says Shire is a vanilla wafer, but Big Rig is a moon pie.
I like moon pies. It's been a while since I've had one, though.
Texas said, I love all the UK fans making fun of the Brotherhood, but yet they call themselves La Familia.
Yeah, we were first. Yeah. We were first. Another thing that Coach K copied off of Calipari. Another thing, copied one and done.
La Familia. Copied
Pro Day. I mean, how much more does Coach K want to copy
from Wenyan Gabriel, then you're La Familia.
Yeah, outcast.
You're out of the family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, same thing for Duke. I mean, has this Jahlil Okafor been back at all? I mean, he was such a badass.
What a title.
What a badass product he ended up being. I remember the same thing they gushed over Jahlil Okafor, the way they're gushing over John Shire, the next big thing. Who made more money in the NBA, Jahlil Okafor or Karl Towns?
That's all you got now, isn't it?
No, it's not all
the
I got.
NBA. That's all you got.
Marvin Bagley, bum. Jahlil Okafor, bum. All these bums that come
Okafor
out of Duke.
Okafor won a title. I don't care about titles.
I just care about the NBA.
That's my point. The NBA is all you got
NBA
now.
NBA and recruiting.
Also, if you're going to make a point, at least make it like Marquise Bolden or someone.
Marquise, that's another big Duke bum.
Yeah, who all want it?
These big Duke bums.
Who's the guy that developed over the year that crushed Louisville last year?
Matthew Hurts?
He had like 20 and 20.
No,
it was Mark Williams.
That's it. Texas says, I wish Rick's grandson a happy 12th birthday this weekend. From Steve. That's
there you go. Thank you, Steve.
That's very nice.
That was nice, Steve.
I don't know if I like that or not. It's very nice.
The fact that Steve knew how old Rick's grandson is, yeah.
Texas says, is it copying if Coach K does it better?
He doesn't do it better. One title in 10 years. I mean, everyone crushes Cal about his one title in however many years he's been in Kentucky. Coach K's only had one title in 10 years. People forget that. And he also did not make the tournament. No, he hasn't. I mean, recently they've done about the same.
Agreed, but over his career, I mean, come on.
I mean, over his career, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. But he hasn't been the this badass dominant force that people pretend that he's been, and he has not been. He did not make the tournament last year either. People conveniently forget about that statistic as well when they're kissing up the K.
Yeah, but they weren't as bad as Kentucky.
Dude, they were bad.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say they weren't bad. They were bad.
Kentucky was worse.
But there's a difference between being like Duke bad, like how bad they were, and
no, Kentucky was a laughing stock. I agree, Louisville, Kentucky, Duke did not make the tournament. You can't argue against that.
Texas says the alley is to blank what Howard's Rock is to Clemson.
You know, maybe that'll be the new tradition at Louisville.
Instead of meeting at the pause, meet at the alley.
Exactly. You meet at the alley. Blankenbaker leads you to the field. That's what, and the Louisville Crashers play you into the field. They play Enter Sandman. Oh, my.
Texas says, Big Rig, you're going to battle this season with Mince and a guy named Ty Ty.
Yeah, you're going to battle with West Marshall. You're going to battle with Western Carolina, JUCOs, and a dude from Miami that I can't get into why he left, but that left for Miami.
You can't get into why he left.
Because I don't think it's made public why he left Miami.
Oh. Look at Streamable having news and not sharing it with people.
You didn't hear this story?
I know the story.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's not official news.
I'm not bragging to the audience.
I'm not bragging about it.
I don't know if it's totally true.
I don't know either. That's why I'm not saying it. That's why I'm not saying it.
Yeah, but why don't you say it?
I mean,
why don't you say it?
I'm not going to say it.
I dare you.
I feel like you can't say that and then not say it.
He got in some sort of battle.
Yes, okay. With the staff.
Texas says, hey, remember the picture of Wendy and Gabriel holding the McDonald's bag?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But that wasn't a real picture, was it?
I don't know. I didn't do any investigatory stuff on what that one.
Surprised the sheriff hasn't.
Yeah, the bottom of it.
Can we actually reach out to Blank before he leaves? And can we find out the I need it validated if the Wendy and Gabriel picture was, in fact,
real. Or if it was Photoshopped.
If we can have that happen, Sheriff, that'd be fantastic.
Before you do your prayer at the alley before you go.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap up the show. Tons to talk about. Some sound as well. I got a question for Strebel. We'll do all of that next. Half an hour to go here on The Take on a Thursday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're part of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah.
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
And James Strebel.
This one was from February 27th of this year. Goodman says that's a heck of a win for Kansas, even though Baylor was less than a week removed from a three-week pause. The Jayhawks have now won six of their last seven and remain final four contenders as long as Bill Self is the coach. Strebel answered. Next pitcher at Hooters on Bill.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There's Jason Entz. Entz is here.
He's here. Whoa.
Jason Entz is here. He's hobbling. He's got that meniscus all torn up. Look at him.
Oh, he looks tired. Are you okay?
Lance McGarvey has a Lou City tattoo. It's about time you man up, Entz. About time you man up.
Get a purple one.
There's only two people that, there he is. I don't want to make fun of Entz. He's going to say he has a migraine.
I know. I was going to hit him with his knee.
Okay. I was going to say there's only two people that, you know, wear sunglasses inside. Well, if you're blind.
Oh, he says no migraine.
Yeah. Or if you're
just yelling.
Yeah. Or if you're a douchebag.
Or if you're a douchebag. Yeah.
One of the two. It's one or the other. Hey, a big thank you to Wing Zone. Adam and his staff dropping off some Wing Zone catering to the ESPN Louisville studios today. Try the ESPN Louisville special. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Mention ESPN Louisville. It's good 7 days a week. Plus, order your wings early for all the games coming up this weekend or on the way to the stadium for your tailgate. Order online, wingzone.com. They have the two locations, Hikes Point and Poplar Level Road at the Corey Center. So there you go. You like that?
I was just
texting the wife? What are you doing right now? You've been talking to the wife a lot today. What's going on right now in the Strebel household?
Nothing. It's her, and I'm trying to coordinate.
Is she mad at you?
No, not at all.
Because she wants to go see Seether tomorrow?
No. Actually, the other the person I've been texting.
Is your buddy?
We're finalizing our plans.
So what are
tomorrow.
The plans tomorrow for Louder Than Life?
We've been debating on whether or not we Uber out or we drive out and tailgate.
Okay.
So we settled on driving out and tailgating.
Okay.
And he's bringing the bourbon.
There you go.
So we are ready to roll.
So how are you guys getting home tomorrow?
Uber.
So you're leaving your car out there?
He's gonna leave his car out there.
Ooh.
Well, you know,
that's up to him.
That's up to him. He said he's like, if we get too bleep faced,
well, you know,
we'll just
gonna
Uber
happen.
Home. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna try. I'm gonna try not to buy beers in the venue because they're super expensive.
Listen, here's what's happening right now. Anson Grossman are talking, and they just missed
a lie.
The biggest lie that's ever been told. Like a Lachlan McClain level lie.
Yeah.
You guys don't have any idea. Strieble just said he's going to try not to buy beer inside of Louder Than Life. No, don't hit the sounder, Jack. We had to repeat it 3 times.
Right.
Don't hit the sounder. The moment's gone.
It's gone.
It's organic, okay?
Yeah.
It's gone.
So we'll Uber home if that's the case.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know.
So your buddy wants to leave his car there.
I don't know. I mean, that's what he said.
I mean, sounds like that's the case.
Yeah, sounds like that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, a little bourbon while we're in the parking lot, a little beer when we get in. It's going to be a great night.
I saw this. A buddy of mine sent this to me.
What's that?
There's a guy who put on Twitter that his buddy got caught cheating.
Oh.
His buddy got caught cheating. And his lady went into his fantasy football team and dropped Davante Adams.
Wow.
How about that?
What a revenge.
How about that?
That's a pretty good revenge. I mean,
is it?
It's not up to the par of, like, you know, going out with his best friend or something like that, but it's pretty good.
Texas says, Strieble, pay process. He'll take you. Man, that's a good idea. I'm not kidding.
You know
it's
what?
A good
that's
idea.
Not a bad, but he's going to Philly.
Oh, that's right. He's going to
Philly. Man. That's a great idea,
Texas says that's going to be a $200 Uber ride.
Probably. It's going to be an expensive Uber ride. But that, man, I
all the way back to Southern Indiana?
Yeah, but like $60.
Maybe. Well, who is it going to drop off at your buddy's house and then yours?
No, my house first, then his.
Wow, so you're just getting the perfect treatment. You're being escorted,
well,
essentially.
I'm the reason why he's got the pass.
Didn't you, fair enough.
Yeah.
Didn't you get COVID when you were unmasked in the
No, I was masked in a lift.
In a lift?
Yes, I was. I don't know.
Isn't
that's
that
right.
Where you got?
I don't know where I got it, but I had a mask on in the lift. You're not allowed
that's
to get in.
Where you got
in.
COVID?
I don't know. My driver seemed healthy at the time. He had a mask on, too.
Texas says, plan better. Uber does run both ways. Yeah, but they want to cut the cost in half.
Right.
If the buddy doesn't mind leaving his car there, then...
Right. Not only that, like, you can't...
Then you can save the money.
I can't, like, tailgate with Uber.
Yeah, but I would never do that. Plus, you're fine. I mean, Strieble, you can. I mean, you guys are just taking... Here's how much you want to drink.
Yeah.
That you're going to spend... I mean, you're going to spend more than $60, buddy.
Probably.
Okay?
We'll split it.
On this.
Yeah,
okay?
We'll split it.
On this Uber... But your buddy is willing just to leave his car in a field behind a pay protected place to where he's going to have to go back the next day and get it no matter what.
That's what he said. I mean, he literally said, if we get too bleep faced, we'll Uber home.
Which is
home.
What's going to happen.
And he's
going to
drive us out.
You guys are going to be out there in the sun listening to Seether. I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's Lance McGarvey in his
new
city tattoo.
Oh, he got a new tattoo.
There it is. Come on, Ence.
Whoa.
By the way.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, Lance is kind of jacked.
Lance McGarvey, jacked.
He's jacked.
He's jacked.
He is, man.
He's jacked.
He just put that sleeve up. I was like, whoa.
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 Bicep.
Damn. I was not expecting that. Where you at, Ence?
He could kick some ass.
He could kick some ass. Lance Why don't McGarvey. Make him mad?
Yeah, no.
I'm going to quit talking Lance bad about Louisville.
Lance just said, be careful.
Talk right. About There we go.
You better throw an L's up. Yeah. What's going on?
I doesn't go that far. I don't know.
Texas
There's
says,
limits for him.
Thank goodness Strieble's wife is working all this overtime so he can get an Uber ride home.
Well, you know, it's part of it.
I mean, Louis Rabeau did text me and goes, because you said, I guess your wife gets overtime, but then a bonus.
In time and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets overtime in time and a half.
Because you're like, she got a $60 bonus, and like immediately it's what I thought. I'm like, that's not going to cover any of Strieble's alcohol.
No, that's per hour.
Is it bad?
We didn't know that.
That's per hour.
Okay. I heard a bone, and I thought it was, I thought just immediately, I just imagine him say a bona instead of a bonus.
You say bonus? Okay, gotcha.
The show's poisoned my mind.
Yeah, it's not just $60 like per hour more.
Okay,
than what
we didn't know.
Met.
You said it's a $60 bonus, and I'm thinking your wife's working $60 and
per hour on top of what
you're
going to
go buy Woodford, which is like $40.
Yeah.
By the time you get your BLs in your Woodford, there's the $60.
There's the $60.
That's
exactly
what
I thought. It's a lot more than.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's all Mexico money.
Do you think your wife has a secret account?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, she's never said she did. I mean,
Jack, you think either of your parents having a secret account? Like, you think your dad has a runaway account? Look at Jack. Jack just like
he did
this weird look
I'm thinking, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't think so.
Like, he's looking up to heaven to see if the answer's there.
It's in the heavens.
It's in the heavens. Yeah, he looked
up there in the heavens.
In the ether.
Yeah, how about that? You know, Lance is not happy. Lance McGarvey's here. He's like, taking my mic.
I can't talk.
He's like, I'll be Mike 3, and now Lance is here. Now Mike 4.
He asked me.
I have a migraine. My MCL's messed up.
he asked me if I could board up the post game show for the Florida game when you had already gotten someone to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he should know that.
He goes, did you see the email? And I was like,
happy.
I knew exactly where he was going with it. And I go, have you seen the update to the email,
Lance? He wants to go cover the game.
Yes.
And he wants to go just sit next to John Wong.
Yes.
And Mark Story. And
rub elbows.
And rub elbows with blogger boys.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do.
He's going
to
be down the road from Larry Vaught.
And the problem is, all of that's okay unless we can't put the show on the air. Does that make sense? Unless it comes down to putting,
right.
I'm worried about the show on the air.
Should we pivot and get me credentialed for that game?
Here's the thing.
I would love you at a UK game.
I'm probably not going to be able to do it now, but I was thinking about going out there for the Florida game.
There you go.
I like to see Jack Grossman on patrol out there.
Yeah, no, it's been – I don't think I've been to a UK football game since I was in high school. Yeah, I wasn't going to travel down when I was in Bloomington, and last year, I obviously, COVID and all
COVID
that stuff.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Whenever Ents covers a game – he's looking. He's lurking around.
There he is.
It's always. Well, I mean, Keith Farmer pushed me out of the way.
Eddie Green talks too soft.
If he goes, we got to get. And they lose. We got to get the audio that clowns UK.
Yeah,
and we got to get that audio.
We got a sad Will Levis.
We got to get a sad Will Levis.
Sad Wandale.
Texas. And says they'll take his crutches, so they'll let him up in the front.
Oh, there you go.
That's smart. That's smart.
It's a good idea.
That'd be great.
Watch out. A man on crutches is coming. Move.
Texas says if she said she had a secret account, Strebel, it wouldn't be a secret.
I know.
Well, you think there's – I'm looking at you. You think there's a chance?
No, I don't think there's a chance.
Oh, I think absolutely my wife has money stored away 100%.
Maybe. 100%. Maybe she does, but I don't know. I've never had a suspicion that she does.
I'm going to write something on a piece of paper. Jack, do you have. Hang on. I'm going to write something on the piece. Well, there's something going on here.
Is there? Okay.
Jason Ents is here.
Yeah.
Do you want to make this uncomfortable?
I don't know if I can ask him this on air.
You're nervous now.
I was going to ask him.
This is where we are. It's
just
either,
the two of us.
It's either Florida State and South Carolina talk. I got a take on Clay Travis.
I was
going to
ask him about this on Saturday. Was just the two of us watching the game together. And I was going to broach this subject. But I don't know if he'd like it if I asked on air.
I think Ents is going to be furious.
He would be furious if I asked him right now. I don't want to do it.
I'll ask him one-on-one on Saturday. You're such a coward.
I'm not a coward. I got to work with him on Saturday. I don't want to ask him this question.
You're not worried about working with Ents. I got to work with him on Saturday.
I got to watch the game with him. And we got to
do
a post
game.
Probably just halftime. But we got to do the show together. I don't want any weirdness. Like, you know what I mean? No, I don't want any weirdness.
And says it's already weird.
It's weird.
It is weird, but I don't want to make it weirder and say it on air. He might get mad.
I don't want to make him mad. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
I'm sitting here with... Here's the topic I have.
Yeah?
Clay Travis keeps calling people woke.
Huh?
Because all the college football stadiums are full.
What does that have to do with people being woke?
Well, no, it's no one's bothered by the college football stadiums being full.
I'm not bothered by it.
Who's arguing? There's no one that is arguing. Everyone's celebrating.
Everyone's like, yes, college football is normal. Let's go.
Everyone is celebrating that the stadiums are full, that people are fighting in the stadiums, that Steelers fans poop their pants in the first quarter.
And try to wash their draws out.
Yeah, like, these are the things that we're celebrating as Americans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think Dan Wolken cares anymore.
No, he's
like,
done. Like, he's moved on.
And if he does, he's the only one. He's like, the college football media. I'm like, the college football media loves what's going on.
I mean, Pete Futek was on yesterday, and he wasn't bemoaning the full stadiums. I mean, we've had a lot of college football insiders on that aren't mad about this.
I'm asking Ants. I got to ask him.
All right. I can't sit here like this. I can't do it.
I can't sit here like this.
I can't.
It goes, it's not good radio.
Saturday.
It goes against everything that I believe if I sit here and don't do anything.
Okay.
Look at you. You're a tank right now.
I am.
You're crushing that tall boy right now.
That's what I do.
Tastes like water, doesn't it?
It does. Coors Light tastes like water. Just down them like Tyler Mountain Water.
Tyler Mountain Water actually brings him Coors Light.
That would be great.
They bring everyone else. Big jugs of water and coffee and teas. Teas for process his throat when he's scratchy from smoking 19 heaters.
And drinking scotch.
Oh, all night?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to sound good for dinner. Ants, I got to ask you. Ants is looking up.
Here we go.
I can't look at him. Everyone's been wanting me to ask you on the air. Here he goes. He knows where this is going. Okay.
All right.
Here we are.
All right.
Is Jason Ants a taken man? There it is.
There it is.
And there's the answer.
Okay.
How about that?
So good. That's good for him. I'm happy for him. I just didn't want to ask on air and make it awkward and uncomfortable. I didn't want to do that. I was going to ask him in person.
Awkward and uncomfortable is good.
I know.
Do you think I'm stupid enough to let you vultures know any of that information?
Yeah, exactly.
There's just been rumors,
exactly.
Jason.
We've been
given rumors, and it's not been substantiated. So I don't want to ask on air.
And that's why I said, do you think I'm stupid enough to let you vultures have any of that info?
Okay. Well, congratulations to you, sir. He's a taken man.
Sanderson texts us, Andy, does your wife have a secret account? James, not that she's told me.
Well, yeah, it's the whole deal of being a secret account. I don't think she does.
Oh,
if she did, we'd have a lot more stuff, I guess. I don't know. Or she would.
You find like somehow she's got $100,000 packed away under the doghouse or something
like
that.
Yeah, be like, what's going on under the shed?
Yeah, what? Under the shed.
Yeah, we have a shed.
Yeah, you get the allowance from the doctor.
Well, there's Ants. No, that's Ants.
That was Ants.
That's Ants feeding that line down.
Well, absolutely.
I like that.
I was trying to protect you, and you had to bring that onto the air. Well, I'm trying to protect you.
I don't like Ants being a meek little mouse about this. I think he should be throwing this in everyone's face.
I think he should, too. I think he should be texting Mitch and everybody else saying, what are you doing, big boy, St. Louis? Nothing. Not a thing.
Mitch plays kickball to try to get ladies.
Yeah, that's how he's trying to meet
girls.
He's
like, I went 4-for-5 with like 6 RBIs. I'm like, there's no way for me to check this.
No,
you're 4.5 hours away.
Kickball games
probably.
He's probably the bookie, and he's the only bookie ever to lose money.
He's probably throwing kickball games to win money.
He's down 19 units right now, and he's the bookie. How is the bookie down 19 units?
He's the Pete Rose.
He's the bookie making bets on top of it.
St. Louis kickball.
Texas says Clay Travis makes up fake bleep to please the Limbaugh audience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what he does.
Texas says, and says, has she met your cat? You are so nervous. You're unbelievable right now. You are the most meek little mouse right now.
Like I said, I got to do the show with him on Saturday, and I don't want to be weird.
Ants is a hero right now.
I know he is.
He's got soccer teams winning. He's top 100,000.
Kentucky football's 3-0.
Kentucky football's 3-0.
Winning bets.
The Jags are 0-3, but that's okay.
He's going to get rid of Urban soon.
Yeah, he's going to get Urban. He's got ladies. He's fine. Yeah, everything's fine.
I know, but I didn't want to be like, NC got a woman and him say no, and then Saturday I come in here, South Carolina, he's not talking to me. I don't want that to happen.
He winked.
No!
Jackie winked again.
Why is it red in there?
What do you mean, why is it red in there? What are you talking about?
It was like a red glow.
It was. They have a television on.
Oh, okay. I thought that Louisville Live appeared in the studio.
Is that LLS?
It's LLS. No. It's Bryce Hopkins doing the exact same dunk. And Kentucky fans go equally as nuts.
Oh, God.
I was like going, no,
they weren't. You just wanted to make the point.
I'm not going nuts over it. I'm just saying that Louisville fans are going to be real mad when Bryce Hopkins is good and he balls out on them and they had him at one point.
Well, yeah, if he does fall out on them, that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's going
to
be great. Yeah.
Texas says one of Big Rig's wife has a secret account and she's funding John Shire's recruiting.
There'd be problems.
You see $10,000 for private plane gas to go from Durham to Texas or wherever the hell.
She's spending $10,000. I'm like, where's all that money coming from?
I mean, she's getting these massive. No one wants to be a nurse, apparently, and work in hospital with a bunch of unvaccinated people.
That's
who
a
are
real
sick.
Deal, man. Well, I mean, it's crazy.
Of course it is.
A friend of mine's in healthcare. Y'all see the emails he gets. Ugh.
Texas says, "Hey, Ants, have you introduced her to your new post game host? Just the tip."
He's still going at Maddie Banks, man. It's unbelievable.
Oh, goodness.
Unbelievable.
I don't know the journalism being done there. Why he's mad.
I don't either.
Because I think I think it's just, is it out there? I think it's because KSR is going to a third hour.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, but they're more profitable than him. So, I mean, he should understand that Alabama goes to the college football playoff and Kentucky doesn't. That's the way of the world.
I didn't know they were going to the third hour.
Well, I think that's what's happening. I don't know. Don't put my name on it. Is that not something that's been out there? I apologize.
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I got to listen to more podcasts.
Will you listen? I mean, come on. Come on.
What?
Look at Greer walking around right now.
He's got a little pep in his step.
No, but you know the beauty of Ents and Greer? They're the two types of soccer fans. Ents, hoodie.
Hoodie.
Might throw a flame,
crazy.
A Molotov cocktail
through
a window.
Yeah, on the field. Yeah.
Right. And then Greer looks like.
Preppy.
The preppy
soccer fan. Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, they
I'm
are.
I'm still mad at Ents for having the room in here 85 degrees. Like, hey, we're fat. Hit the AC,
oh,
man.
You mean Greer.
Greer. What did
Ents.
Yeah, you said Ents, you meant Greer.
Sorry.
Ents wants it cool, too.
Texas says she doesn't need a secret account. She has a doctor.
No, she doesn't. I'm it. Dr. Love.
Texas says Dribble's wife picked him over the doctor. No way she values money enough to have a secret account.
Yeah. She values love.
Texas says,
you can't put a dollar sign on it.
Jack, I don't want to put this up as a poll question just because it's divisive, even though that makes me want to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to make this a T-shirt as well. Rush Limbaugh's turning in his grave knowing that an Obama voter took over his show.
Whoa. Did he vote for Obama?
I don't know who did. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just reading
that
it from the
text. That would be the haymaker
line
of all haymakers.
I have absolutely no idea.
The first time around. He was on the train. The Obama train.
Jack, you want to get out of here today.
It's been a hell of a show.
I had to ask Ents. He was sitting right there.
I know.
He was sitting right there.
I had to do something.
All right, so Soccer City's up next.
Yeah, they are.
You like that?
I like Soccer
City.
Well,
Soccer City.
I like all those folks.
And then at 8 o'clock, Thursday Night Football coming up on ESPN.
Well,
Panthers,
105.7. Texas, who you got?
I mean, hopefully the Panthers. I got them in two eliminators.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I hope they win. If they don't, we're going to be in big trouble.
Go Sam Darnold.
All right, good job with Shane Beamer or Beaver. And we'll talk with you tomorrow. Mixtape tomorrow. Lee Sterling tomorrow. Keep wanting to call him Lee Westwood. We're not having Lee Westwood on. And a bunch of other nonsense. Soccer City next.